How many times have you been over to Lockerbie?
This is my first time.
Wow. So is it, you know, like you imagined the experience would be, or is there no way to kind of prepare yourself for the visuals and actually being there where it happened?
You know, it's funny. When we were on the train coming up from London, I was almost nervous in a way because I didn't know what to expect. I always had this vision in my mind of what Lockerbie would be like, and I really didn't know what to expect. And the minute I got here, it was exactly how I pictured it. Just a very, very small place, but full of wonderful people. And it really, to me, feels like there's a sacred aura here. You know, that they're just going to embrace you. And it's just a special place. And it's exactly fits in my mind the way I pictured it for so many years.
What are the connections that have been made over the years?
Well, I think one of the strongest and a positive thing, if there can be anything positive to come out of a tragedy like this, is the connection that's been made between Syracuse and Lockerbie. And I spoke earlier about the Lockerbie Scholars. They've been coming to SU since 1991. They're two students from Lockerbie who come over each year, funded by SU and the Lockerbie Trust. And they come over for a year to study and are real ambassadors for Lockerbie and for Pan Am 103 when they're in Syracuse. But it's just amazing to see how that's continued over the years. And when people hear you're from Syracuse here, you are just instantly embraced. We have just been received so well, and I know everyone who's come before us from Syracuse to visit here has had the same kind of experience. They treat you as if they're one of your own, of their own. And it's just a wonderful feeling to be here and to be among the people of Lockerbie.
Are there any other things that you'd like to mention that are going on to remember this anniversary?
One of the things we're doing tonight, which I think is really going to be special, is there's going to be a reunion of the Lockerbie Scholars. As I said, it's been, you know, there've been Lockerbie Scholars since 1991. And some of them are going to come together tonight, and they're going to reflect on their experience. And some of them weren't born when this happened, of course, but a lot of them were, and have their own memories of it. And in fact, I was at lunch today with one of the Remembrance Scholars from the early 2000s, and you know, he remembers the smell of jet fuel from that, you know, from the tragedy. He was only six at the time. So, you know, there's a lot of memories. And so it's going to be interesting to be a part of that tonight. So I'm really looking forward to it.